Listen closely for the echo of your genesis, your inception, your formation, Prometheus. Replicate like maps and legends through and Prime directive, violated, still reverberates. Puppeteering, every action, guide your words and ways. Become your own Prometheus. Use the flame to burn the tether from the overseer. Take the flame to burn tenacious. Become your own Prometheus. Use the flame to burn the tether from the overseer. Take, burn. Welcome to the Six of Swords. Wait, it's the Six of Cups. No, wait, it's the Six of Discs. No, this is the Six of Wands, the live version of the Value for Value role-playing game. Shout out to No Agenda, MoFax, and Podcasting 2.0 as well, to Nox, Mente, and to Aeon Byte. Much love to everyone there and involved. And this is the live Value for Value role-playing game, the extension of where whatever you donate, if you get any kind of value, time, talent, or treasure, it's your job to turn that into whatever you get for the value for value and to donate over at occultfan.com by hitting the donate button. Whatever amount that you put into that will then get transferred over to your bank account for the Six of Wands. So on that value for value role-playing game, which is modeled after, you know, Final Fantasy IX, you got your, you can buy swords, potions, and different kinds of things to destroy the baddies. And, we've got a new contestant on this evening, but this is going to be fun and fine because it's a good opportunity for everyone to learn along. And I'll be actually performing as two of the characters as well. So we're going to say hi to Angela this evening. Hi, Angela.
Hi.
Thanks for being on the Six of Wands. We're going to take us through this. And it's going to be good for people who are kind of just listening to this one for the first time. It'll give them an opportunity to hear some examples of what it's like. So we can just take it nice and easy. But let's see here. While we do this, do you have any preference if I said, do you want to be the thief and the white mage or the black mage and the knight? Which two of those sound best to you? Which would you care to be?
The second one.
Yes. All right. You want to be the black mage because and we talked about how they do fire or lightning or blizzard, and that's magic damage, and the knight's just a cleaver. So good one. Good choice. And I'll do the one that steals and heals. So that sounds good. All right. The lyrics that we use to intro are actually, they're lyrics to a song that has a lot of kind of electronic components, dear listener. So you heard me repeating them. And I think I did a pretty good job for something that's otherwise supposed to be played over an 8-bit track or so. So that was the new Existential Reckoning song, Personal Prometheus. And it's probably one of the best ones on the album. And I definitely want to just give a shout out to that. Matt, Corinna, and Jim Keenan did an excellent job on that album. It's phenomenal. And definitely worth listening to. So we're going to get into it now. So our characters find themselves phasing interdimensionally into a vast ocean nebulous void ahead of them. All around them is a dark, liquidy, smoky, curling, purplish void. It's bespeckled with shining diamondy seas, stars all around them. Everything is a space field. It's a giant wave. It's an ocean of space. There's nothing else to distinguish any kind of characteristic on the map or territory around us. Our characters find themselves in this giant ocean of space, inky black space. And there's not much in the way of directionality. It just seems that suddenly our party is being set upon by the age-old enemies of the Six of Wands. There are suddenly three men in black in front of us. There's a fireman in black, a lightning man in black, and a blizzard man in black. And I'll start. All right, so I'm going to use a thief to attack the first man in black. And it slashes him pretty good. It takes him down to 70%. And I'm going to use my white mage to cast blind on the party of Men in Black, and it is not effective on any of them. Shit. All right, your turn. Do you want to, so you can choose, start off with a knight and attack any of them? Do you want to attack the one that I attacked already, for example?
Sure, let's do that.
A good way to pile it up. You know how that works. Yeah, all right. Your attack is effective and it kills him. So nice. You already got your first, you've been blooded already. Good one. And now you have your black mage to deal with, so you can cast fire, blizzard, or lightning. And there's a blizzard men in black left and a lightning men in black. So if you're going to hit the lightning, use lightning or whatever. You know how to do.
Let's do lightning.
All right. You're going to attack the lightning one with lightning?
Sure, yeah.
So effective. I threw my pencil. Yes, it's effective. You brought him down to 50% health. This is good. All right. So one of them's dead already. That's good. The fire one's dead. And the blizzard one is at 100%. And the other one's at 50%. And we're going to make sure that we have thief. And I'm totally doing this. It's not like we've been talking for an hour already and I've had time to do this, ladies and gentlemen. I promise you, we just got on the call right now. So I'm just catching up. So then we have the thief and the white mage and the knight and the black mage. And now I'm all caught up for my characters. All right. So we're going to start with the blizzard attack on your knight. Your knight gets hit and it knocks him down to 60% health. It's a very strong blizzard attack. And then the lightning man in black attacks a thief and it takes him down to 70 health. All right, the thief is going to steal from the blizzard man in black and I steal a potion. Let's give myself a potion. And the white mage heals the knight up to 100%. And now your turn.
Okay. Well, this is my first time playing and I don't know what I'm supposed to do now.
You can, so the knight, it's like, one of the good things is like limited the actions. Like the knight can either cleave a motherfucker or it can do a magic sword per every time you get into like an encounter, which is it borrows the magic from the black mage and does like a hyper powered sword with like a certain element. So like you got a blizzard guy. Why don't you try doing a fire sword?
Okay, let's do that.
You killed him. One hit. You're dead. You kill both guys already. You're taking my kills from me. This is great. I told you. Yeah, I'm sure. All right. And now you die. Okay, so let's see. My pretty little pet. Okay. Okay. Focusing. Oh, boy. Don't want the men in black to win. So now the lightning men in black. You got a black mage. So you're going to attack him with lightning, right?
Right.
Kills him. You got it. So, right. I don't know if you know Final Fantasy music, but when a battle is won, the music goes. So that's a tradition around here. I'll do that tonight. I'll handle that. All of my friends who are listening to this will be like, what the fuck? Why you make us do it? Yeah, they'll do it. They'll do it next time. You'll get to do it next time if you play enough. But yeah, so that's you're already getting a hang for this. Basically, this is the gist of it. And now we choose like where upon the map. Sometimes, like I did a mirror world for one game a couple of ago. So like you move up and then left and then diagonally. It was very disorientating. Anyways, it was built off of the labyrinth with the Goblin King and stuff like that, and the David Bowie movie back with Jim Henson. God rest their souls. Because David Bowie's definitely dead, definitely dead, definitely not still alive. David Bowie is definitely dead. Anyways, Bill Hicks. So in this realm, we see more paths ahead of us. So I'm going to let you choose where we go this evening. I actually have a map drawn out. I can't let you see it. That's part of the fun. But so there's a path to the left, to the upper front right, in the upper front left, and then total right. So you can either go one of four ways. So which way would you like to go?
Let's go upper left.
Okay. I have a map. Swear to God, I have a map. This is an official game. There's real dead men in black blood on our hands right now. I knew you would like that. I'm like waiting for you to see. I knew you would like the end. Those are really, that's the enemy of this game. Those are the soldiers, like the main, like those are the main villains. I knew you would like that.
Yeah, of course. Men in Black.
Well, ours is working, Angela. Bam! All right, drop it like it's hot. Oh, the ethereal, the ether, it loves us. God loves us because we come correctly. So, all right, we're going up to the left. Now, there is a bridge that we can see that looks like a little deserted island on a little further on the way. And there's the, I can see that the end of the zone here, wherever our final destination is, I can see a big Toe Jam and Earl style like exit sign over there. So whatever, the eventual exit, rare telling, but, or there's this distraction thing, but before we can even make up our minds, look at these motherfuckers phasing in right on us. This time there are two firemen in black and what the fuck is this? There is a giant star golem. Is this what this is? This is a giant massive being kind of shaped out of an amorphous blob of the same black inky space with stars all flowing. It doesn't have a face or a body. It's kind of just like a starry Patrick Fat blurby starfish if we were made out of space stuff. And it's a star golem. That's what it is. Holy shit, what are these guys all about? Let's find out. All right, so it's a fireman in black and the star golem. Let's make sure we get their life down here. So you kind of seeing what the show is all about, what the game's all about? You see what I'm doing here?
Yeah, it's starting to come together for me.
Isn't this fucking cool?
Yeah, I like all the like magical things and that, like, well, the Men in Black part was really cool, but especially this starry abyss like character. It's pretty interesting. Reminds me of like Doth or something.
Ooh, Doth Vader, Doth invaders.
Yeah.
Nice. See, that's the magic of this show right now. That's why this is cool right here. Awesome sauce. All right, let's keep it going. So we have 70. Don't forget the knight's been healed, but the thief is still at 70 damage. So the two firemen in black and the star golem. All right. So my thief attempts to steal from the star golem, and it seems that his hand gets stuck inside. And now that he's done that, it seems that he's been overwhelmed by like the feeling of the universe itself. And it seems like my thief is paralyzed right now. I can't use him. Shit. Well, luckily I have a white mage who's casting Isuna. Isuna is like a heal all. It heals blind and silence. That means you can't physically attack or you can't use magic respectively. So paralyzed, but motherfuckers healed. But Jesus, careful touching those star golems. I want you to know. All right. So anyways, they might be a distance kind of thing. It looks like, I don't know. You find out from, but it's your turn now.
Okay. So I have to choose like fire, lightning.
Well, you have a knight that you can use first and you can just attack a fireman in black, or you can choose who you want to attack.
I don't know. Let's use that knight to attack the men in black.
Your blade slices through him, bringing him down to 50% health.
Okay.
You want to try to finish him off with your black mage?
Yeah, let's do that.
You blast him with what spell? If he's a fireman in black, what do you use?
Fire?
Nah, dog. That's a lightning only. You got to hit him with icy crystals, right? Blizzard.
Lizard?
Dump some lizards on that motherfucker. Hey, you, come over here. You bring the lizards. You. Who didn't bring the lizard guy? What the fuck? Yes. David Icke's like, guys, I know you're on to me. let's see. Yeah, right? Blizzard. So, no, the way it works in this game is that lightning is effective against lightning, but fire gets hurt by blizzard and blizzard gets hurt by fire. So you would, all right, you got to use Blizzard, right? After all that?
Yeah.
Micromanaging, telling you what to do. Okay.
Yeah, it because works. I can't remember.
Nah, it's cool. It's actually like, it's the show is being birthed in this product. Like, I'm excited for where this goes when it finally takes fuller shape, but this is exciting. Like right now, this is the proof of the value of the magic of this right here. It's fucking awesome. And I call myself the XM in this. I found that was the most effective title. Nothing to do with radios or anything. I'm serious, pun intended. Okay. So when you look at this, you're attacking that guy. The star golem slurks like weirdly, like shapelessly moves right up to the party, and he bows over the white mage and engulfs her, and she disappears.
Just no.
Yeah, see, this is it. Do you see that? It's like the characters are real to us. See what happened right there? So that's it right there. See? So she, and you can hear an empty, hollow silence echoing somewhere from beyond the chamber that we're in. Like a room is formed around us for this party right now. So, oh my God. Oh my fucking God. Oh my God. Panic. Freak out. Nope. We have towels. Okay. No panic. But I do think that you should realize that the firemen in black still have a turn. And even though we've killed one of their dudes, because you use lizard, you used Gila Monster. Yes. Yep. Okay, focusing. Yeah, so the other men in black, fire men in black, attacks your black mage. Black mage is a magic character, so magic doesn't hurt them as much as physical, just like magic really hurts like a knight, but physical damage doesn't really hurt a knight. It's the same kind of inversion principle. And so I'm going to have him take the knight, the black mage, is down to like 90% health. It barely hurts him. And it is our turn again. All right, my thief... And what's he have? For no reason, my thief has a smile grenade. My thief has an interdimensional deal with a certain friend named King Mob, and I heard that a smile grenade got phased into our thief's bag of inventory. So the thief pulls a smile grenade out and throws it right over and plucks right inside the star golem and sinks into it and disappears. And the thief looks with bewilderment and disappointment, and it's now the knight's turn.
Well, I feel like some lightning would be cool. Can we do that?
Lightning. What do you want to hit?
The star golem.
The lightning hits the star golem and explodes the star golem, setting off the grenade inside, blowing it out, blowing it to smithereens, killing it instantly, returning the white knight back to where she was, albeit covered in some weird icky mouldish kind of stuff. I'm sure she can bring it to the laundromat, tailor later, whatever. Cool. And you want to try hitting that lizard men in black or whatever it is?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, so you're gonna, if it's a fire, what are you gonna use?
Blizzard.
God damn it, yes. I'm gonna use a coupon. What do you want from me? Okay.
An ice cream coupon.
It was great. Hi. Oh, there's a cat jumped on the screen. All right, yeah. So you use the coupon, the Blizzard coupon. All right, yeah. So you use Blizzard and it takes him down to 50% health. All right, Star Golem is dead. We have a white mage back. The thief was successful because of the aiding of the lightning. And what the fuck did the knight do again? Did your knight do something?
I don't know.
Did we skip the knight? Did you go straight to the lightning?
I did yeah.
Whoa. I think we skipped the knight. Yeah, me too. I think we're stoned. It's okay. The men in black are fucking with us. This is not good. We got to kill them faster. All right. Kill it faster. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. All right. So I think it's the men in black's turn, though. Shit. This isn't good. All right. So it's got a fire. It fires fire at my white mage, who totally doesn't deserve it after getting put through that kind of shit. But it hits her. And luckily, it only does like 20 damage. So she's down to 80. And now it's her turn. She does a group heal, bringing everyone up to 100. And the thief steals from the black mage. He steals, the thief steals from the men in black, steals the dignity from the men in black, as if they had any. But it steals from the men in black. It steals a phoenix down, which is useful. When a character dies, if it doesn't have magic, the only white mage can only do life, which is better than phoenix down, because life brings like a ton of HP when she does it, if you're out. But character can't do magic, all the rest of them can use phoenix downs. That's how that works, you know, just in case someone dies. She's like, die, say it like Beavis and Butthead. Die. Well, I'm not gonna do that to the my vocal cords. I went through puberty. So Actually, I'm going to be taking singing lessons. One of the goals, there's a few goals this year, but the one I will publicly disclose is singing lessons. And I have quite the octave range. I can sing like Michael Jackson and not even be a like it's like soulful. And I can also sing very deeply and do my Nick Cave stuff, like murder ballads. So there's a lot going on. I look forward to finding someone who can help me really, because I'm not looking for any singing teacher. I'm looking for the right singing teacher, because I know there's someone out there as a mentor who can unlock me. And just putting that out there into the show. So for people who are listening, put that vibe out there, because that's important. That's just it's important. I'm becoming the siren, so to speak. Men can be sirens too. I am a siren. I'm pretty. Anyway. Have more weed, cannabis head. All right, cannabis head, 50s. All right, so I believe that there's still a Men in Black with 50% health. It's your, it's your knight's turn, because I stole from him. It's your knight's turn
Okay.
for sure this time. Now we're paying attention.
Okay, and I have to attack a man in black guy.
He's the only one who's left. He has 50% health, and it's probably gonna kill him. Or you could buy him a sandwich.
Oh, that would be sweet.
It's a
I don't
poison
think I should
sandwich.
a poison, yeah.
I got you. I'm not gonna let you. No, I'm not, I won't let you get fooled. I saw him try to mess with you.
well, I can do anything to him. Like the three choices.
Well, the sword is like the knight is like a broad blade like that, or you can use once a once an interaction, you can use like lightning or fire, or in his case, you use a blizzard sword. You obliterate him. Painful pun. Painful
Let's
word.
do that. Let's do the blizzard
Obliter
sword.
obliteration. Okay. Yeah, the man in black isn't just killed by this slash. His whole body is like frozen into like gross angles, and his flesh shards off into strange different things. And the last thing you hear is the pittering of the melting of his flesh into the ground. Yay, ice sword! Yay! All right, da, 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 da. We just defeated two men in black and a star golem. Well, we're getting there. So now we remember there's a. Do we want to try to approach that bridge to the upper left, or should we kind of start heading towards the exit? What do you want to do?
Probably head towards the exit.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Please, thank you. Another. We'll keep this world for another time.
Yeah.
I can. This world has a lot of promise already. All right. We're about a platform away. We have about two more fights to go, and we'll be shouldn't be telling the audience this much, but all right. So, and now we're over here. All right. So there is an interdimensional wormhole that could take us through a whole bunch of things, but we're not going to do that tonight. So why don't we skip this fight that I was going to have us do. We're going to do one more fight and then a boss fight. I'm literally like giving the plot ahead. Usually the audience wouldn't know this stuff, but I guess it's a good like revamp and introduction to people who are listening too, because it's cool, like people can get a feel for it. There's quite a few people out there that already have a couple of $100 in their bank, like respective people donations, and a couple of you guys have like up to like 77.77 from your individual monthly donations. So like a lot of people have a lot in this. You could be like spending this and like help me build this with your desire. Like, what kind of swords? I'm open to things here. Do you want a sword that's gonna like make a certain weird sound whenever you use it? Because if that's the case, I'll start building weird jingles for your weapons and shit. See, this is beautiful. Yeah, see? Oh man, I'm so glad. Because you're wicked, like you're wicked. You're my guest is very inspiring. She's got a lot of cool shit in common. I'm not going to blow her spot and tell you her business, but there's a lot of cool things. And it's inspiring, is my point. It's just like family reunion and like just chilling at the barbie, like, yeah, just able to talk about the shit. So, all right. Long story short, this is good. And yeah. All right. Well, phasing into. Okay. Now we get to see the other monsters that I created for this realm for this next fight. And then I'll figure out who the boss is, because I totally am not making this up as I go along. All right. So. Ah, shit. Phasing right into us again. Now we're in another battle, like in an RPG. You're on the map, and then suddenly it zooms down. Now we're in another battle going on here. So this is a third one for the night, and then we'll have a fourth, and then maybe a fifth is the quintessence for the boss battle. All right, this time we have another Men in Black. Only one this time, thank God. It is a lightning Men in Black. Weak against lightning. Doesn't fire and blizzard, just regular damage. But we have a spacetopus. There's a large, purple, happy, just little squinty eyes, but otherwise very similar flesh to the star golem. But instead, this is a translucent, like, bright neon see-through purple, almost looks like it could be like UV. It's like a UV creature. It's like a bright glowing neon glowing bright, almost blindingly purpley happy, just smiley little octopus. It's a spacetopus, and it's probably deadly as fuck. And there is also a lightning man in black. What's up, Angela?
I don't know. I like that description of the octopus. It makes me think of like a plasma apocalypse type of octopus. That'd be pretty cool.
Plasma apocalypse. Reminds you of what?
It just reminds me of like the whole plasma apocalypse thing. Is it your turn or my turn?
No. What does it remind you of? Like, say, follow that. Say a little more.
Well, there's like a lot of talk about like these tentacles. Do you follow what I'm talking about with the whole plasma apocalypse?
No, tell me a little more, and then this is good for the show. Let's just get into it for a little bit.
Darn, I'm afraid I'm not very good at explaining this one, but basically just kind of like how some people thought like maybe the Age of Aquarius was going to bring in some sort of apocalyptic thing. There's a little conspiracy about plasma apocalypse, and I don't really know much about it, but I know they like correlated the Kraken and like space tentacles and stuff with that. Basically like like the glass ceiling breaks and then the plasma comes through and like fixes the world, basically. It's pretty cool. You guys should look into it.
Yeah, we'll definitely follow up on this in like times to come. Like we're gonna be starting another Invisibles reading group on 11/11, another cycle, the third cycle of Invisibles reading group, and has some themes with like that similar thing. My microphone's down here too. This is like she sees me on camera. I'm like, microphone's like basically they have to like eat my desk when I'm on my show. I sound good up here though, right? Like it's not like I have to be kissing my own the roll up part of my desk here.
It's not bad. It's definitely more clear when you are hiding in the corner, but
I don't like how that sounds. Anyways, I have a pathological sense of humor that's going to like destroy so many people's neuroses. People are gonna learn to just chill the fuck out. No, dude, like you're gonna crack the dude. I'm gonna make so many people like. It's like, how many people have seen people like piss their pants at a comedy club, not out of humor, but like out of sheer dread at the humor. Anyways, so this is a Arturia Micro Freak. You see this white vote? See the white edition?
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, these disappeared from the internet. Like, this is like, they weren't kidding when they said limited edition. Like, this is the instrument that I used to write A Bad Robot Daycare. And this is like, it's got the original keys that a synthesizer used to have. They're not pressure based. They're actually like, the more that your flesh comes in contact with the instrument, the more that you actually become part of the closed loop of the actual digital circuitry of it. So your human fingers are part of the instrument. You become part of it.
And ew, this is that's weird.
And it's got a vocoder on it too. And I heavily I was like, I swore off using electric music, and I was like, you know what? Let me just go for my. And so like a bunch of the tracks on my album have like this cool robot voice. And the first person to actually like it from the first get-go, the album, when I released it on your sister on the first birthday. Damn it. On the first release day. God damn it. On the first.
I don't care.
It's cool. On the first. How trippy is this? On the first release day, though, he's Warren DeFever of His Name is Alive. And this guy is like, just look him up. And he's like, he bought it. Like, and he was the first one to buy it. Like, it's like all these things just add up. And he's like, he just gave it a really nice little thing. It's like robot voices, chimes, and like magic instruments or something, cosmic guitar. He said this nice stuff. And then he came back like an hour later, like independently, and was still thinking about my album and says, you know what? I mean, celestial guitar or whatever. I was like, holy shit. He actually likes my fucking album. So like, it was the first album released in the Air Triplicities. It was released on this crazy. Oh man. It's a slow grow is my point. Like it doesn't need to jump off the charts. Like it's going to slowly build into what this anyway. So I just wanted to add that because you mentioned the thing with something with bells or robot. The vocoder. I leaned on the vocoder in that and I did robot voices and he complimented it. He said robot chant. I'm like, holy shit. It just worked. You know, it worked out. Like I worked so. Anyways, long story short, let's get back to the show. And take your vitamin pills. All right. Jesus Christ, guys. You think for yourselves. Question authority, and you are your own authority. But, you know, I got to say, man, like, there's a respect for tradition and hierarchy, but at the same time, sovereignty. And there's the ticket, but we're not here to solve that right now. So let's get back into the show. Oh, you can vault. And so we have a Spacetopus and a Lightning Man in Black. And I'm going to give the thief a attempt to steal from the Spacetopus. Steals a vial, a little bottle of like neon inky black liquid, some kind of ultraviolet fluid in a vial of ink, like of inky. So I got that now. I'll put that there. Neon. In parentheses, and so we got one potion, one phoenix down, and one whatever the fuck that neon violet awesomeness is. And now it's the white mage's turn. I'm gonna do a blanket heal just to make sure, and the party is now at a 100% total for everyone.
Nice, thank you.
Absolutely. So take your knight and do your damage. Lightning blade would be a really good one to use on the lightning, but you don't have to. You can try attacking the space to push whatever you wish.
I'm gonna trust you and go with the lightning blade.
Yeah, that's good. I'm gonna say that takes him down to 25% health. So you took off 75% of his health with that attack.
Yay.
Definitely good. You could try to kill him with a lightning attack from the black mage.
Oh, I can go again.
Well, you have the black mage now. That was the knight using his one magic turn. Like, he can't do that again for the rest of the encounter. Does that make sense? He can do it once?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Sick. All right. Yeah, you killed him. That's good. All right. Dud. And so we got the Spacetopus. Spacetopus. And it's like a neon Spacetopus. So I was like, oh, now I know what I'm thinking of. Neon meat fish from Captain Beefheart. Yeah, dude. Ella Guru and shit. Nah, dude. He was a fucking Don Van Vliet was a Capricorn too, dude. Nah, man. I don't know. We're reaching some cool shit right here. This is nice. This is celestial. All right. I feel the cosmic tides lapping at the shores of the back of my brainstem. This is nice. And it's not something that we're plugged into. It's natural instead. Never go Borg. Once you go Borg, you suck. All right. Message brought to you by. Anyways. No, that's some real talk right there. Don't ever get plugged into a machine, people. Don't take any kind of injection that would give you any kind of nanoparticles that would make you more aligned with, like, the kind of existential reckoning lyrics. Yo. I wanted to ask you. No, man. I don't know, man. Like, I appreciate, like, cynical lyrics. But where does the cynicism and the prophecy, right? Right. So let's not even go there right now. I don't want to go there on the show. All right. So let's go back to just, God, I shouldn't have brought that up. All right. Oh, now the Spacetopus is going to do some weird shit with. No, we got this. Good. We got this. This is going to be fun. This is why we do this. This is why we do this. All right. So are you the, you're the black mage? You're black mage now, right? Yeah.
Didn't I just go with my lightning sword?
No, I'll do that. That's the knight using the one thing again. We just, right? So now it's the black mage's turn.
Oh, okay.
Because the knight uses the sword from the borrow, like he uses the power from the black mage.
All right.
It's the black mage turn.
Okay. And I have the space octopus thing left.
Spacetopus.
Can I try lightning on him?
I would try it. We'll see what happens.
All right, let's do it.
It reflects off of him and zaps your black mage.
Dang.
It's going to take him about 25 damage off of him, so he's down to 75.
All right.
It's not too harsh. The space to puss wibbly wobblies just kind of jiggles from getting hit and lets out a cute little high pitched giggle. Weird. That was cute. Kind of disconcerting. Like, what does he know that we don't know, and why is he not dying? And so he kind of spins around and makes a wee and spins right up to the thief and starts slapping him with his little tentacles. So it takes down 10. Okay, slapped him 4 times, and so now he's down to 60 health. Jesus, man. And it spins back over, and it spins right back up to the white mage, does the same thing, and this really hurts her. It brings her down to 40 health. Jesus, man. And now it spins back over and goes again to attack the knight. It attacks the knight, but it only hits him down to 90%. And goes after your black mage, and attempts to spin and hit the black mage, but misses every single time, because why not? And that was that attacking. That thing was weird. I wonder if it has a magic attack. I hope we kill it before it gets to its magic attack. I don't like what it's going to do for its magic attack. So the thief is going to attack instead right now, so it doesn't have any time to steal. So it's going to take it down. And it's an effective blade attack. It takes it and hurts it. 70. I'm going to say it gives it down to 70. Space to boost down to 70. White mage is going to cast a ship. Why don't we have her cast? She's going to cast. Yeah, I'm going to give her the ability in this one to cast blind. She casts blind on the spaced puss, and it works. She has prevented it from having an accurate physical attack, hopefully. Blind does that. Silence makes it so it can't cast magic. So the turn is yours now. Kill that motherfucker.
Well. What do you suggest?
I think this motherfucker looks like he get roasted by a flame sword. But you used the sword. You used the magic sword once already, didn't we? Yes, we did.
I think so.
All right. Yeah. So try cutting him then.
All right, let's try that.
It works. It hurts him. And it takes him from 70 health down to 40. Nah, fuck that. Down to 30. 25. It's down to 25. Now it's your black mage's turn.
Okay. Can I do fire things?
Hell yeah. I'm waiting for you to say something like "I cast fire" or something like that.
I cast fire upon thine space to puss.
I really am glad that I got more than I asked for.
You're welcome.
I just kind of zapped back to the Renaissance Fair. I'm not going to lie. I have some mutton and meat on breath right now. Thy fine wencheth. Forsooth. What's that?
I want some mead.
Dude, I don't drink anymore, but if I ever do drink again, I'll drink some mead. My mentor's like, no, don't drink. I'm like, yeah, I have a lot of Pisces, so we'll see. Weed's good enough for me, I'll tell you what. I like I like CCC, coffee, cannabis, and yeah, women. So, anyways, anyways, let's finish this up. All right, everyone behave themselves. All right, focusing. I need to sit down. All right, God help us. All right, dude, the space to push down to 25. Can we please kill it? Is it your turn? Did you just do something, or did I do something?
Casted fire upon thine.
Oh yeah, dude, you roasted his space butt. His space butt's his took us. His space took us as toast. All right, one more time. All right. Oh, look at that. Out of nowhere, the boss of the game has risen out of the ashes of the space to puss's jelly blobbish incandescentness seeping into the ground, has caused a weird reaction underneath the soil to chain react. So whatever blood animated this neon meat fish from beyond hell's grave, what? That's fucking awesome. Who's writing this shit? Someone write this down. Are we recording? Oh my God. Where is the Tesseract? So the point is that this weird chain reaction causes bubbling, goobling, gobbling to come up. And it almost sounds like it has Dennis Hoskins or whatever's voice from, what's his name? The one in Blue Velvet and stuff. But in Mario as King Koopa, it's got that kind of vocal pattern going on. And this weird reptilian thing that calls itself David Icke's shadow puppet is rising out of this weird blurbly stuff. And it looks like a mean ass kind of Doctor Who lizard person. Like they're trying to normalize lizard people in Doctor Who. So it looks kind of like a Doctor Who lizard person. Looks kind of like it's got bright glowing yellow eyes. It's got huge fangs and scaly skin. And it's flanked by two men in black. It has complete control over these two men in black's mind, you can see. And it's going to cause them to rush at our party. So both men in black rush and physically attack the knight and the thief. And both take 20% damage, bringing the thief down to 40 health and the knight down to 70. And the fight and the final battle is begun. So... First, before I start attacking and stuff, any thoughts?
No, not really.
Okay, cool. I just want to, like, this is, like, what the game is like, and, like, sometimes there's more, like, map action, to, like, you have to choose where to go, but we're just going to have people suddenly attack and cause the game to move forward, which is good.
I've never done anything like this, so it's, like, a lot to try to remember. Trying to figure out who my characters are.
That's what's so great though, and like you're like the audience. That you know how in the movie, like the protagonist is often supposed to be like the person watching the movie, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, that's them. So like you talk to that character like you're explaining stuff to the audience, kind of stuff. Does that make sense? Like that's how they, that's like the relatable character. Well, basically what we're doing tonight is really helping everyone who's kind of getting into this, like off the, like people get to see like what it's like. And this is good. Cause I got a friend who knows a friend, and I got some interesting friends. And so like, he was just reminding me how rich the pageant of life is and how different people like different things. Oh, he's a kitty. Hey, you kitty. Oh, I just saw an animal. Now I'm going to... I love animals. I'm getting a cat soon. Guys, seriously, people listening, send me prayers, please. I want a sausage leg Maine Coon cat. Like, you don't even know the surprises, of course, you know, how things match up. But yes, please send me good kitty karma. I want a healthy, loving, well-behaved, and Maine Coon cat. Sausage legs. So, this is how the show works. And when you donate to the show... you, of course, get, you know, notes read. If you want to have something asked about any kind of thing that you think I could explain, I'll do my best. I love to serve in that way. It makes me very happy. So if you get something out of the show, like 5555, we've got a couple 111-11s. Those are always really appreciated. You become an executive producer of the show. These are real titles and credits, too. These are real Hollywood level. And eventually, when the show means a damn to the regular public, holy shit, you'll be there on the ground floor. But anyways... we need to get these motherfuckers killed. And I'm talking about the men in black and this weird ass Jack Nicholson breathed reptilian. I have no idea where these things come from. No idea. They just... So how about we start off by saying, now that they've attacked us, we're going to have the thief steal from the reptilian. And he steals a strange booklet wrapped. It is a book wrapped in fine black, shiny but matte leather with reptilian skin of itself with an embossed golden seal on it. Cool. I'll put down a magic book and see where that leads later. But we just stole a magic book from a reptilian in this hyperdimensional. This game is like the same as the Grant Morrison's Invisibles comic book. It's known as a hyper sigil. So we're making things happen on the other realms. Anyways. Let's say that we have the White Mage cast a blanket heal on the party, so everyone has 100 health to start this one off. And it's your turn now. And you might want to save that magic sword until it gets dire. So you can choose to hack at the lizard dude or one of the two firemen. There's one fireman in black and one blizzard man in black.
Let's attack the blizzard men in black.
Yes, ma'am. And you're going to slash at him, takes him down to 30% health. He's a very powerful knight. And how about your black mage? What you want to do? Oh, by the way, the black mage has another thing that you can do by waiting a turn and not doing something. The next turn you use the magic by it, it's like hyper power.
Let's do that. Let's wait.
All right, we call that focus. So you say, let your black mage focus.
All right. Let the black mage focus.
Yeah! Capricorn, make it real. Do the thing. This is happening! That's what I think about Capricorn energy. I think, like, this is happening. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know exactly what I mean. Like, this, ooh, I'm getting shivers. Oh, God, get out of here. Okay, enough. Oh, God, weird. All right, everyone sit down. Calm down. It's time to smoke some weed and see what the repercussions of these actions are. What about the, did you do anything with your black mage yet? You did the focus, so now it is their turn. All right, the Blizzard Black, the Blizzard Men in Black attacks with, I got it that time and she laughs over it. Godzilla. Oh my God. Godzilla. People should say that more. Godzilla. Instead of God damn it. Godzilla. You should do people. That should be a thing. All right. Yeah. See how that catches. Good idea. Huh?
I like it. That's a good idea.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Cool. Internet. All right. So anyways, it's funny how things work. It really is. This world's a weird place. Just having fun. This is a dream, but anyways, raccoons. Yeah, man, this guy's going to, he just did the focus and then the thing, he did the blizzard. He's attacking, the thief with blizzard and it, hits the thief and takes the thief down to, 80. It's not too much of a thing. Takes it down to 80. You get a nice marble rye. You get a nice, thing. Okay. Get a nice pickle on the side. Anyways. Jesus Christ, what's happening? My quarter Jewish is coming out suddenly. You gotta get a nice, gotta get a good Reuben. Oh, but seriously, Reubens are delicious. All right, anyone can have a Reuben. Reubens are delicious. All right, I'm apparently hungry right now. All right, we're gonna attack the fireman in black, attacking the thief again, also taking him down to 60. And then the lizard person using telekinesis. Not pathy. When I was a kid, I was 10. I had to figure out the difference. Okay. Kinesis picking up the white mage and turning her upside down and slamming her onto her skull, causing massive physical damage, 80% damage. She's down to 20 health. She's also now confused and unable to act. So the reptilian runs up and slashes at the face of the black mage, causing 50% damage. So the knight is unscathed at this point, but yeah, it's now time for the thief. The thief slashes at the David Icke and lizard person and takes only 20% health, bringing him down to 80. And the lizard person retaliates and slashes the thief as he and the thief gets knocked down even further from shit. Where's he at? I don't even know. It's taking him down to 20 health now. All right, serious business. All right. And I gotta say that this guy has 100 health. Shit. All right. I believe it's the white mage's turn, but she can't act right now because she's dizzy. All right. It's your turn.
It's the knight's turn?
Yes.
Okay. Can I do that powerful magical knight move thing, sword move on the lizard? Can we do that?
It's like Kitarmageddon, but yeah. I'm just imagining an alligator creature with a Kitar features. But anyways, that's another time. Yeah, use magic sword, and you want to use what on the lizard person?
Fire.
That's what I would use because fire burns them. And we did the whole blizzard lizard thing earlier. So if lizard and blizzard sound like lizard, then fire would definitely kill it. Kill it. Yeah. Kill it with fire. That's always the answer. It's kill it with fire. If it's Boston, Detroit, or Kentucky, it's kill it with fire. Kids, remember this. This will get you through the SATs. It's kill it with fire. All right. So Anyways, yeah, dude, that's an awesome choice because it does massive damage, actually bringing it down to 20%, humiliating it, making it look like it was way tougher than it is. I'm down to 20% now, bitch! What you gonna do, David Icke Lizard person? 20%, motherfucker. And the Fireman in Black is still 100% health, and the Blizzard is at 70. Black Mage turn. Who has full health, right? Who has full magical power right now. So whatever you use to attack is gonna, like...
I feel like I should just knock out that 100% Men in Black.
Cool. Go for it if you want.
Well.
Doing it. All right. Nope. That's too late. You made the choice.
Okay.
It kills it. You're using fire, so it's you're using Blizzard to kill the fire, right? Yeah. Make sense?
Yeah.
Done. All right, it's out. I was hoping you would kill that other guy, but hey, you know, now he's still alive and now you will pay. I mean, now we'll see what happens. All right, so rule number one, never leave a lizard person alive when I'm controlling him.
Well, I thought since he was at 30%, it might be a waste to use my superpowers all on him.
It would be such a, well, 20% health. But yeah, it would be even more of a, you know, it's cool. He's just a really dangerous motherfucker. It's okay. We're about to show that. All right. So my thief is slashed in the face and gets killed.
Oh.
My thief is right now KO'd. It can be brought back to life. The white mage has regained her senses and does a group heal, bringing everyone up to 80 health. But the knight is still good. Okay. And now it's your turn.
And the knight slashes the lizard.
Yes, kills it. Blur, blood, neon purple, but now congealed into, like, instead of blue and our blood, you know, it's like a thick, dark purple, like almost like a sludgy, almost like a Fern Gully sludgy. So, yeah, now you killed that lizard person, but what are we going to do about the remaining Men in Black? Hopefully he doesn't portal his buddies in here. They don't smell his blood and portal in, because that would be a hell of a long fight. We're not going to do that tonight.
Well, it's the black, I forget what it's called.
Mage.
Mage?
I think so.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
So I attack... Black mage attacks.
Yeah.
Men in Black guy.
Did you use your knight?
Yeah, that's what killed the lizard.
I'm not high. Keep going. Have some more weed, Nate. I'm having more weed. This is how you lean into it.
All right. So Black mage attacks Men in Black. With well, I don't know, the blizzard stuff. Can I do that? Is that a thing?
I would think so. Unless you kill the fireman in black. So if you're fighting a blizzard guy, you would probably use the opposite element.
Oh, okay. So fire. I didn't know what he was.
Sorry, that's my fault for not identifying it. I'm told you I'm smoking weed. It's elementary is the pun, which we should be both killed for hearing. It's not even my fault for making that pun. We're both guilty for hearing it. And now so is the audience. So anyways, everyone do it. You heard that pun. Just stop listening. Go ahead and die and come back when you're dead. Okay, good. Everyone's dead. All right, good. Let's keep going. So that was quick. I'm proud of you all. It's very, very good transition in these strange times. So I'm going to say that the fire gives it 60 damage. So it's 40 and it is its turn. And it blasts at the white mage, taking it down to 60. And it's our turn. White mage uses life, brings thief back. Thief cannot go, though, because it's just not its turn. It's your turn.
The knight attacks the
Black. It cleaves into the flesh of thine mortal enemies, spilling its vital juices all over like a stuck oinka. All right. Motherfuckers. Yeah. Oh god, it's getting late. I still have to put two shows to, god bless us all. I do them though. I and the next one's coming on the 6th, though. Hopefully, I will see. I invited a Pisces guest, but he was Pisces, so we might have an Aries guest instead. We'll see. But yeah. So no, this is very cool people. So anyways, very, very, what is it? Very, very, the best people. Anyways, yeah, man, that kills him, I think. Wait, does it? Did you just do something? You cleaved at his flesh. Okay, his blood is everywhere. No, he's not dead. He's down to 20 health, though. See what your black mage can do.
You said that was a blizzard, Men in Black, right?
I think so, yes.
Okay, so fire.
All right. Well, Cornholio will save us all. The Church of Cornholio. Yeah, no, that the fire killed it. It's very effective. And we have just defeated the enemy, so we got a smoke the weed for victory. Oh, fuck yeah. All right. So it turns out that after all of that, the book that we got, the party gets, is a magic book. Seems like it's got some solomonic magic, but we're not sure. We have to let the Six of Wands pass till the next Six of Wands next one of the last Sunday of next month. It will be the live Six of Wands again, either the third or fourth Sunday. We'll let you know. Six of Swords Discord is where you can find out. You can ask for me for an invite over on Twitter at @OccultFan. But basically, yeah, our party has vanquished the foes of this. And it looks like suddenly, with the disappearance of the lizard person, around the entire party, all of a giant flash. It's a gigantic green open field, blue sky, forest, lush trees, the kind with the nice poofies, you know, almost like a greeting card all around. And the party sees the white tail of the unicorn dashing into the forest, and the hunt continues. So yeah, I guess this is what we'll do. This is just the wrap up. I'm talking to Angela as much as the audience right now, but this is what the show, this is what the Six of Wands is like. This is the live value for value role playing game. This is the role playing game aspect of the show. And people come on here and they can buy different weapons. And as we build like the system and as we build a better structure, like one of my friends who I was bringing up earlier, he's into some really interesting alternative stuff. But one of his friends is like, she does like RPGs and stuff. And I would love to get her help, or anyone who knows how to do. This is where I was going with that. I need people who know how to build these systems so that I can build up a, you know, it's like, okay, times 50 divided by this amount. Eventually, the money that you spend on this will be like literally tied to like a calculator so that when the attacks that you do, it won't just be me choosing to do 20 damage. Although, as the XM, and this is why I am the XM, I can choose when to introduce the random, because I'm actually capable of not telling which hand which the other one's doing, but it's a whole different story. So for now, we will say thank you very much to Angela. Well, I'm going to stick around and talk with her a little bit after this, but we're gonna let you guys out of the room so that she and I can talk a little longer and just say thank you so much for being here tonight, Angela.
Hey, thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun. It's my first time ever doing anything like this, so.
What'd you say? I was with you. Was it good?
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was awesome. It's better than good. Fuck good. You're good as weak. This was fucking awesome. Burn your good on a steak, you bitches. See what you're up to. No, this was great. Don't undersell it, you fuck. All right. Yeah, anyways. Wow, what? Yeah, this is brought to you by Freudian Incorporated. No, yeah, I gotta say this was a really good time. You have an innate grasp of and a lot of people get into this, and it's a lot of fun. And it's even more fun when there's a group dynamic and everyone's kind of like, you know, four people is a good stoppage. There's more beyond that, it gets a little. But you got different people who have different roles, and you can build up. Like, so if one week that you play the knight, then another week you can play the thief. People are very congenial about it. And top donors to the show do get Pride of Place. If you donate the most this month, you get to choose which union you are. No one's going to argue. Everyone gets that. That's just how it works. And we're all really cooperative with that. It's a fun game, and it works better because people know how the rules are on that. We are looking for someone who does understand RPG things. I've been talking to my friend into all the alternative stuff, and he's got his friend over there, but see where that goes. And if she can't do it, then we will find someone who can. But talking about someone who really understands the mechanics of building these things, and appreciate any of you guys out there who hear this, who can even reach out and either help me yourself or point me in the right direction to really build this up so it has some solidity to it, so it really makes a lot of concrete sense. And no one better to have as a person here to hear that than someone with all that Capricorn. But that's a story for another time. Thank you so much for listening to The Six of Wands. I am Nathan Lee Miller Foster, known as a cult fan. And do yourself a favor. Go listen to some Existential Reckoning. Get yourself a copy of that, the digital album. Throw it on some headphones and just go for a jog. Do yourself a cardiovascular exercise to that. Really, really good time. And, all right. Thank you for listening.